Hello?
Dr. Kissinger, sir.
Hello?
Merry Christmas, Mr. Brett.
Did you survive it?
Oh, yes.
Where are you, in the big house?
I'm in one of the villas at the...
Well, that'll be better. You can get more service there.
Exactly.
Yeah, your children with you?
They're with me and they love it. They've never been here.
Tell me this, it's raining down there though, isn't it?
No.
What stopped?
No, it's perfect weather. It's a little windy.
They stopped, it rained yesterday because I called Edgar Hoover down there and it was raining.
Yes, but it stopped raining yesterday afternoon, I'm told. It's perfect weather.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little windy, but it's dying down by the hour.
Well, you tell your kids to walk to the lighthouse, will you?
Well, I think that's what they're planning to do.
Well, they tell them that I always did that when I stayed at the Key Biscayne. You know, they won't be bothered, and they can just ride. It's a mile and a half walk. It's the best walk in the world, and they can, you know, pick up shells. It's a great fun.
It's beautiful.
And they can do anything they want, and if the swimming is bad there, they can go over the other side. Well,
they got a strike off last night, Mr. President.
Oh, they did. That's why I was calling to see what developments. What kind of a one did they get off?
They had good weather, and they got everything into the air. I haven't got the bomb damage assessment yet because they just stopped flying 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Well, at least that's one day of it, huh?
That's right. And they think they can get at least 48 hours and maybe as high as 72.
Uh-huh. Well, I think it's a good time to do it, don't you?
We have to do it, Mr. President.
But the other side violated the...
Putting in the plan de jar, they are stepping up the infiltration.
Right. I think they're really, your analysis may be correct. Who knows, they may be trying to get to a bargaining position.
Well, Mr. President, they're seeing Bob Hope, for example. You know, it's a cheap ploy, but it's what they usually do.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't think they'll let it get to the election without a negotiation.
We're going to be awful hard to negotiate with, though, at this point. There's no reason to just go through that business of Paris again.
I think, Mr. President, as we discussed a few weeks ago, towards the end of January, you might just go public with the October plan and put it before them as if it were a new plan.
Yeah.
Say a little bit about what's gone before. I wouldn't give a long story.
Nope, I agree.
I don't think people are really interested in a...
No, they aren't interested in who did what to whom. They're only interested in, well, you remember, like, now is the time to have the benefit of what we did in October of 70. Just put out a new peace plan, and then it'll get a big play, and then they'll not answer it, and that's that.
That's right, but it'll get us a month or two.
That's right.
We can say a little bit about what went on during the summer just at the end.
I would simply, without going into details, I'd simply say that we have had 10 or 15 private meetings on this and that, and have presented this all to them, and this is our offer.
And it's a lie that they've been planned for the 7 points. We've been negotiating it.
Correct.
But this is what we now put before them, grows out of a private and public meeting.
This strike will probably not be played then in the papers until tomorrow.
Well, with the papers the way they run, not until tomorrow, that's right.
That's fine. That's good. That's good. And this is the one that hits mainly in the Magia Pass area and that sort of place.
It hits the Pass area, no, it hits all the storage areas along the coast too, and we're going to wind up with hitting them.
Yeah.
We're going to take out all the airfields.
Well, the purpose for getting we figure you can get some planes on the knock out some planes, as I understand.
Right. And also, the way they ship this stuff is to send it down by boat to Vin and Dong Hoi, and then they put it on trucks, and we're hitting both of these transshipment ports.
Yeah.
And the major point is just to show them that there's still a sting left.
Yep. Okay. Nothing else in the world. I noticed that our Indian friends are having trouble, aren't they? They're now admitting that that they've got to stay in Bangladesh for a few months, right?
Oh, I think.
And then also telling Bhutto that he can't claim it's part of Pakistan. Well, my God, I'd think Bhutto had screamed from the housetops about that, wouldn't you?
That Bhutto can't do what?
Said that Bhutto Buddha cannot, now that, you know Buddha has released Mujib and so forth, that he cannot claim that this is part of Pakistan anymore.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, he's really, Buddha just ought to raise hell. I mean, should they, is it part of India?
We will look on this one. First of all, no one likes the Indians. And secondly, I think they're going to look worse and worse as time goes on.
Well, don't you think a little of the fact that they've been terribly cruel and deceitful is beginning to get through?
I have no doubt about it. Nelson called me yesterday and
we did.
Chat about Christmas. And he said he thought that the Indian situation is working in our favor, basically, with the public.
Well, you know, the main thing, though, Henry, look at what they're doing. They're doing exactly what I certainly expected. They're occupying East Pakistan, and I don't think they're ever going to get out. Do you?
They're occupying East Pakistan. There are more verified cases of atrocities under their rule.
Yeah.
Than there were under the Pakistan rule. There were never any pictures of.
And now they had, and you know, now another lie comes out. They had to back down on the charge that the Pakistan army had slaughtered those intellectuals. It turns out to have been some religious sect. You notice that?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. Anyway, fine. I hope you feel better, and just take it easy and look out the window.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Bye.